Thank you very much, Pooja, and all the panelists for your answers to my questions. I think it provided some interesting perspective in between the importance to engage high level ministers at the national level, but also to engage the different UN mechanisms. And we also talked about the SDGs briefly, and to engage civil society at different level as well. I think this really presented some different aspects of the UPR, and we had some interesting ideas that were shared by the panelists on those different aspects. I think as we look forward, indeed, we have to look at what's happening in different countries, and we've heard from the different panelists of what is happening, and it's I think the one of the true successes of the UPR is to have all those countries working at the national level and doing progress. And the importance now is also to, in the third cycle, to make sure that this information gets out, and that there's a possibility to learn from one country to another, from one NGO to another, in the third cycle, to make sure that we can create this sustainable implementation in the next 5 years. In terms of the time, I think we will conclude the panel discussion now, and I'll thank all the six panelists for that. And we will now move on to the concluding remarks by His Excellency.